Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-7541. 854-7541 or call toll free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
And I'm Willard Sapperston, if you can hear me.
Hear you perfectly, loud and
remote.
Clear. Unbelievable. You're lucky you're not out in the monsoon right now.
Well, I was getting here.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. I didn't even bother putting my umbrella up. I figured that was a waste. But anyway.
I see.
So right now, it is Saturday, July 17th, 2021. It is 10:03 in the morning. And we say that every week because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we will be on after the sporting event. Also, our show is available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and then you'll be all set. Also, all of our shows are archived, so once again, go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and you'll be all set. If you miss a show, you want to replay a show, the shows are all there. Finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
And I haven't read it.
You didn't? Oh, my God.
And I have an echo, too.
Do you really?
I'm going to call you back.
I'm echoing? You're echoing? Okay.
No, I can hear my voice on a delay or something.
Okay. Give us a call back. Okay. And also at the website, you know, we do like people to call us, but if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, there is a chat box. So once again, go to sapperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. You're all set, and you should be able to type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520. Toll-free, 800-879-7541. Easiest time to get in. Always give that big hint, but it doesn't seem to work. And it takes people a while to finally give us a call. But this is your opportunity right now if you have a burning question or, you know, just...
I do.
You have a burning question. What kind of burning question?
Well, things have been rotating, and which we'll go over Monday in our investment meeting. And it would seem that the only healthy areas of the market are real estate and health care and maybe consumer staples.
And
everything else doesn't look too
as a sector.
Good.
As a sector.
Yeah, as a sector, sure. Yeah. And then remember that much of the movement of a stock has to do with the sector.
That's true.
Because I've heard 50 to 80%, so people have different opinions.
Well, that is true, but it also, you know, I guess in Barron's this weekend, the headline, the easy money's been made, and that's true.
I see.
It is true, and it is a stock picker's market. Whether you realize it or not, you know, what's really going on, this kind of stealth or not so stealth correction, maybe a bear market for some stocks. If you define a bear market for a stock as a drop of 20%, there's probably a lot of stocks in a technically a bear market, you know, if you look at it that way. So it is much more difficult. You know, you could, you know, your best bet usually is to buy into the best sectors. But, you know, because it is a stock picker's market, you can find stocks in other sectors, you know. It just makes it a little harder. So anyway, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
Are you looking at the chat room?
No. Are you?
I am. Okay. Sure. I thought that was my job.
That's your job. Anybody there? I don't know. Right up at the top.
From New Jersey.
He gave a lot of info. Oh, I did look. You're right. Go ahead.
Give us the closes. And there is someone that wants to know about Hilton. I don't seem to have dates here, but I'm assuming it's current.
Well, there should be dates on there. Let me.
There's a date on Arts.
Yeah, Arts says 14 days ago, right?
No, I see 717 at 913.
Really? Okay, yeah. Let me go take a look.
So. But Hilton, what do you think of Hilton? Is that HLT?
HLT.
Yeah. I'm going to look for you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Are you? Okay. Maybe you don't have a screen.
Oh, I do.
Well, there's support on what I'm looking at 117 to 118. It's a 119.75 and a close on, you know, maybe 120 trading off hours.
Mm-hmm.
And it pays zero dividend. And it used to be, during the pandemic, under 50.
And what's it doing right now? It's in a big trading range, right? Just consolidating.
Yeah.
And how's its relative strength look?
65 and dropping.
And dropping.
So. Mm-hmm.
So the relative strength is at 65. That's what? Okay. But
out of 100.
Yeah. But it is starting to drop, you know, on the relative strength. And it may be part of the rotation. You know, a lot of these stocks ran up, you know, based on the economy opening up and so forth, may have gotten a little ahead of themselves.
Well, if you look at Peloton and Zoom, they look pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
And if I look at, where was I right now? Little switching
around.
Too many things. Okay, so
companies rebuilding their stock price because the pandemic is over.
Yeah. So it's right at the uptrend line, right on the point and figure
mm-hmm.
chart. It's in a consolidation. Its support is what, about 118 or so right now.
117, 118.
And the trading range, even though it had a what you'd call a false breakout, so I'd say the trading range is really 118 or so to 128.
And, yeah, it got to 129.97 first part of June, and if I was going to stop it, if I held it, I'd stop it at maybe 116, 115 stop limit.
So could you buy it here?
I wouldn't buy it.
You wouldn't buy it? Okay.
No. But what do I know? Not much.
After all these years, that's hard
to believe. After all these years, yeah.
But, you know, if...
You can buy it.
You know, basically, if he's done a lot of research on it, whoever's asking about it, okay? And I don't know, did it say whether he owned it or he's looking to buy it or... They're probably not, right? Just what
it says...
What?
Someone named RJT.
Yep.
What do you think? And also, he wanted to know about NVIDIA.
Okay, well, NVIDIA. What do you think, if, you know, if he held it, the point to reevaluate, it's the point you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, I'd stop at a 116 in case.
Right. And the 200-day, you know, if you're holding it, you know, it's still above the 200-day. It's below the 50-day, which is 124. The 200-day is 113.54.
Perfect.
So basically, if you're a long-term investor and you're holding it, you would really get a little more concerned if it dropped below 113.54.
Maybe you could define long-term.
Well, long-term is 2 days. No, no, it's long.
I didn't know you could joke.
Yeah, well, some days, it all depends.
Some days, okay.
But, you know, basically, long-term, you know, could be a year or more.
Okay.
So, you know, so if you're willing to hold it, you know, a year or more, and, you know, 113.54, below that would be a reevaluation. Technically, you know, based on the price objective, based on, I would assume, the recent little breakouts in the trading range, the price objective is 150. So,
nice.
So consider your downside risk points we mentioned, you know. So technically on the chart, the risk-reward looks good, you know. So you
well,
know,
it's a great company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only good stock is one that goes up.
True. So there's all the parameters. You know, don't forget this thing was what? Back in
mid-40s in
yeah,
March.
No, back in July right. of July last year, it looks like it was, what, 70?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's come a long way.
I'd be afraid of it.
Yeah, so it's consolidating, and, you know, watch those downside points.
Or another way to put it is 2 times 7 is 14.
True.
Get it? Get it? Okay.
That's very subtle.
Well, it's low IQ.
Right. And envy. What was he looking? We're looking at NVDA.
Well, you're at 120, and
yeah.
And do you want to have it long term, as you say, or squeeze the last penny out of it?
Yep.
Now, the sales, of course, starting in March of last year, -13, -77 each quarter, -61, -62, -54. And the earnings per share -94 and -97. You would expect that, because no one's going to hotels.
Yep.
But it's certainly almost doubled on anticipation.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, that's you know, it'd be nice if it just kept consolidating for a while.
Yeah, and there's still people that don't really want to go to hotels and stuff. So.
But what was the other?
The variant, the new variant.
Yeah, but what?
NVIDIA.
Yeah. Same person or somebody else?
Yeah, same person.
Oh. Well, we always said, you know, I mean, there's a great company.
At the 50-day moving average.
And it's at the 50-day, which is what?
Oh,
696, it looks like. So it's not at the 50-day.
I have 709, close enough.
Well, this one says 696.
Well, you're better than me.
Well, we're using your expensive service. Well, it's not really expensive anymore. But
okay.
It used to be.
696.30 is to pinpoint at that. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, I think for this stock, you know, that's the key level, really, you know.
Relative strength is 86.
Yeah, very strong.
And declining, but they have specialty things.
Yeah.
And the IBD composite is 99, so that's about all you're going to wring out or something, right?
Yeah, and I also had said before, I remember that, without even looking at the chart, I expect possibility of 1,000, you know. And the price objective on the chart's 1,056.
There's a earnings per share growth rate at 34% and return on equity at 43. Those are good numbers.
Yep.
And the only thing I don't like is the beta is 1.78, and I'd rather have a beta of 1 and just good earnings, and slowly it would go up.
Yeah, but this is a growth stock.
Right?
Growth stock shouldn't be trading at 1.
I know. Beta. It's 1.78. So.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, you know, as long as it's above the 200-day, you know, which is quite a ways back, I think, when I look at it, 583.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that.
No, so what's the 50-day, 696? So I would say that's the point. Below 696, reevaluate it, but,
And the mutual funds, have gone from $39.94 in September to the June number at $44.27. You want to see more funds buying mm-hmm. more institutions, right?
But, I think it's a strong consideration. Don't forget, it got up to 832, and it's pulled back almost 100 points, you know. So it's a potential buy on the pullback. You know, the risk-reward looks good. I'd consider it a possibility.
You know, as a
research into it, you know.
Not, so. It's not a terrible drop for
no,
growth.
Exactly. So, and, I mean, they're into everything. You know, I mean, you know.
It's $452 billion in market cap, it's not a little tiny guy.
No, exactly. So, okay. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We have a number of callers on the line right now.
Beautiful.
And we will go to first to Art in New Jersey. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, fellas. It's really super hearing Willard's voice.
Yeah, is that why you called me yesterday? Of course, I didn't have time to call you back.
But... No, it was about some other item. So
okay.
I can call you next week and get about it.
Well, I can call you, too. I was just booked up, that's all.
Yeah, I'll be home all day Monday for sure. I have three stocks I'm interested in today. I own all three. I'm getting a little echo on my phone here. I hope you're not.
Well, I'm good, and I was getting an echo when I first called in, so
yeah.
I gave it
first
to you.
First stock is Vodafone, VOD. I got it as a spin-off, I think, and it's closed about 16:29 on Friday.
Well, that's a stock I've never been able to make money in for anyone. And I bought it over, 20 years, Peter?
Yep.
And it stays where it is or goes down. That's my history with it. And I always would buy it for the dividend. And I'm having gone to London every year for the last 25 years, except recently.
Right.
That's what they use. And
they're a British company?
For their phones. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to look. It seemed to me there was a funny way they did the dividends.
Yeah. Where they took out 12.
They pay it twice a year, not quarterly or not monthly.
Right, I see.
Although it seems relatively steady. It's been, in 18 it was 55 cents, then it dropped to 46 in 19, 49, 53, 48, 54. I guess it's okay, but we certainly we would rather have a steady eddy, if you know what I mean.
That's great.
But, I wouldn't sell it. You know, you're there for the income. Does it ever go to 30 or 40? I'm not here to predict, but...
Doesn't matter.
We like stocks that go up, and so I will never buy it again. It's one of those. Mm-hmm. Right, Peter? We've tried and tried and tried.
Okay.
And second item.
I'm worn out with them.
Second item is Valley National Bank. Now, it's a small regional bank it started out as, but it did expand into Long Island. And
symbol.
They had a branch in Florida. And my sister used it when she was in Sarasota.
Symbol art?
VLY.
VLY. VLY. Valley National Bank.
Valley.
Well, all of the regionals have been lousy the last month.
Right.
And what would that be? Is it KRE, Peter?
Well, the KRE for the regional banks, the ETF, it's KRE.
And they're all off their highs, and they're all being weak.
Will they move with the other type of banks, investments like Goldman? And
no, they're only market cap of $5 million. And if you look at Goldman's market cap, just to blow your brains out, it's $123 billion with a B.
Right.
You see the difference.
Yes.
Is it sound?
Banks are difficult.
VLE, you said, right?
VLY.
It was 975 at the end of the year, and now it's 1270.
Yeah, I mean, it's above the 200-day, you know, which is at 1161. So I'd only, and you wouldn't get concerned.
But, I'm not concerned.
No.
I wouldn't buy it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, you're okay at the moment.
That's what he wants
will
to
it,
hear.
Will it move with the big banks? No, but if you watch KRE, which is the regional banks, it should move with the regional banks. You know, so.
Great. Okay, that's a big help.
Yep.
The last item is Bristol-Myers Squibb. I've been holding this since it was Squibb, and I have it quite a while. And I see it's closed at 67.30, which is pretty much near its high.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay, to tell you the truth. I mean, price objective is 81.
Dividend is about 2.9% on that.
Yeah.
2.9, yeah. But the earnings, starting in the June quarter of 19, up 17. I'm just going to do each quarter. Up 17, up 7, up 30, up 56, up 38, up 39, up 20, and up 1 the last quarter. Sales up 10%, 6%, 33, 82, 61, 75, 39, and 3. So the last quarter's been tough for them, but you don't see any red. Again, with the low IQ approach, there are no negative periods for sales or earnings.
Great.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah. And price
objective stock holding.
Yeah, price objective is 81, 200 days is 63. You'd reevaluate it under 63.
There is an earning stability rank with IBD, and 0 is the best and 100 is the worst. It's a little flipped. It's 5. It's thought that anything of an earning stability 20 or below is pretty good. This is 5. It's in the top quartile.
Yeah, solid stock.
Very solid. Yep. I know you have a bundle of it, and just hold on to it.
Yeah, it's a big bundle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, well, no, and if you're lucky and they don't take away the step-up in basis, or if you're not lucky when you pass away, he'll give it to your relatives.
Good point.
Yeah, you don't know.
No. Well, originally I had 350 shares of Squibb. And it kept doubling and doubling and 2-for-1 so many times. And then Bristol-Myers merged with them, and they gave me a huge amount more shares. It's been very good.
Very good.
In 2008, it was at $16.
Well, we got a lot of people on the line here.
All right,
so.
I'm finished. Look forward to it. Thanks very
Arch.
Much.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay, we're going to go next to Dominic in Sarasota.
Oh, my. I heard it was sunny there.
It is. Is that the golden voice of Willard Sapperston?
Yeah, we're having our lanai worked on this morning, and we have cameras, you know.
Oh,
and it goes to my wife's phone, so she calls me about an hour ago. Who's at our house with a truck and ladders?
And I had mine about 3 months ago.
I said, all I want to know is it sunny and nice, or is it rainy and cold?
Well, you're not
said,
down here.
Said, beautiful. No, I'm up. I'm up in Hamburg, New York.
Yeah, he's in.
Oh, I thought you were down here calling in from beautiful Sarasota.
No.
Unfortunately, not.
I'm jealous. I was afraid to ask her all week because we've had lousy weather here.
The two I want to ask is PPL.
PPL.
Yeah.
Which is. PPL, Corporation.
PPL. Isn't it the old Pittsburgh plate, or no?
No.
It's a utility.
It's a utility.
Pittsburgh Power and Light.
Power and Light, yeah.
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 It's not going up, it's not going down, and it's paying you 5.8%.
Right.
What's not to like?
Well, I own it at about 26, but I was going to add some more because, like you say, of the dividend.
Well, let me check the dividend, which is another screen. Hold on. Let's just see if it's been going up or down. Mm-hmm. In 2015, it was 37 cents, and then going to 16.38, and then 17.39, 18.41, 19.41 and a quarter, 20.41.50. This is per quarter, 41.50. You know, that's good stuff when you're looking for dividends. They're raising the dividend, right?
Right.
And it would appear they're doing good. The only thing I would see fundamentally is, and maybe this is all utilities, it has 161% debt.
other than that,
yeah, the dividend looks to be historically secure.
Yeah.
And
it's okay as a dividend stock, right?
I would think you could add to it, and you can't get 5% in the bank, as
right.
we know.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, and the earnings, the last two quarters, are up 4% each quarter, and the sales are up, last quarter, up 4%. I mean, it looks good unless something happens, you know. I'm not quite sure what they use to generate their electricity, and you know what's going on there. With the green.
Well, yeah, they have nuclear and coal. And
yeah, they got a little bit of everything, huh?
Yeah.
Then you're all right.
Okay. So what's the next one
okay,
there?
The second one is MET.
MET? Is that Metropolitan? Is that the life insurance there?
It ought to be doing maybe a little better than the banks. It isn't financial. But it is dropping a little bit. And it does pay 3%. And if you are like we are, basically, if something drops below the 50-day, we're worried, moving average. So we're worried. And the 200-day is 54.
Yeah, so below 54.
Below 54, I'd be very worried. Depending on why you bought it. Does it go back up? Depends on interest rates, like with banks. If rates finally go back up, this will go up, and you can put a graph on this versus the 10-year treasury, and you can see the 10-year treasury yields going down, and you can see this stock going down. So when yields drop, these stocks generally decline. There are a few outliers that are still doing well. I think one is State Street. What is that, STT, Peter?
Sounds good.
Or SST, let's see.
It might be STT.
But let's just see. That guy, no. Okay, STT. Yeah. And if you look at State Street, at least it's in a trading range. That pays 2.7. I'm just thinking maybe Capital One. No, that's not great. If you look at the aggressive, like the PayPals and the Squares, they don't look bad. But generally, the market's looking iffy. PayPal looks good, Peter. No dividend, Dominic.
Well, he's not a PayPal buyer.
No, he's a dividend guy.
Yeah. So right. For now, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and you guys have a good week.
Okay.
Enjoy your weather.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay.
We're going to go next to David in Orchard Park. Good morning.
Morning, guys. I have a ORMP.
NC as in Charlie or T as in Tom?
P as in Paul. ORMP.
You came close. There's only 25 more letters in the alphabet. Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you, Peter. Oramed Pharmaceuticals.
Yep.
$12.
Oramed. Yeah. No. I mean, it certainly broke out of a big consolidation over the last several years.
We don't want above 12.
Yeah, I think that's a good sign.
Order strength is 99, and we know that's good.
Yeah, price objective's 28.5. That's nice, right? And
I mean, it's obviously a growth stock.
Yeah, and 50 days where? 12.49. It closed a little under that at 12.30. But, you know, good support, what, 11, 11.5 there?
Yeah, you know it doesn't have earnings. It's one of those sort of concept things.
Well, they're working on a oral COVID.
Oh,
pill.
Really?
Yeah.
They work on pills. They're working on the diabetic pill, et cetera. So they're working on oral medication.
And the market cap is $370 million, so it's a
small.
It looks like it could do very well if they're successful, right?
Yeah, they got a lot of various things in the fire. Hopefully a couple of them come through.
Yeah, I would probably reevaluate under 11,
11? Okay, I got I got in at 5 or 6.
Oh, so you're yeah.
I'm sitting at a nice profit. I don't want to give it all away, but I'll let it go back.
Yeah, because you know the breakout area was in that, you know, 11, 11 and a half or so area, 12, you know, between 11 and 12. So you'd like to see that hold as support.
I'm getting like 11.43 on that low.
Right.
To be exact, but what does that mean?
Nothing, you know, the area around 11.40. So, you know, if it dropped to 11, I'd
reevaluate. 11.10 or so.
Yeah, I'd reevaluate
it. Put a stop at about 11.10.
Yep.
Yeah, I would.
All right.
The limit of 11, you know what I mean? Stop limit.
Yeah.
Just
okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, if Bill will wait one more minute.
I got to thank him for that gift card.
Right, and we will take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Bill. Well, he's in Las Vegas this time. Good morning.
Hey, Pete, how come every time I play red, it goes black, and every time black, red?
Sounds like me. That's my life.
Hey, I got to thank you for the Wendy's business, and I bought salads for anyone that wanted them.
Hey, listen.
When I had that card, you're awfully kind, and I did notice there was no way to thank you. You called the show. Do we have his address or phone or email or anything?
A.K.A. Kathy, who's, if you look at her stocks now, they've rolled over again.
Yep.
But I had a call today because it was the sad. When you mentioned HLT, I had a call. Well, you remember the story by Dan and HLT?
Refresh my memory.
My father, his first stock, 1951,
yes.
He bought 100 shares of Hilton Hotels at about 30. I saw that when my father passed away, I went through his old stuff. I saw the ticket, the original ticket from Bation Company, which became a Prudential Beige.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember.
Word. He held it for 53 years.
Thank God. That's long term, Peter. We were having that discussion.
He cashed out in a little less than 600.
Good.
Oh, with three zeros on the end.
Unbelievable.
He loved dividends, so he never reinvested. The stock must have split 10 times.
Boy.
But a lesson to the young investors, you buy good companies and you hold them, you will be rewarded. Just like that one I've been touting for years, AZO.
Unbelievable.
You see that one yesterday, an all-time high.
Unbelievable, I'll tell you.
The auto parts stocks were just killer.
They're right at the all of them, they're right at the top of the...
Yep, did you see we got a write-up in Barron's last week, Willard?
Yes, I did see that.
MGP and GLPI, the two gambling
I wanted to make sure we owned that for everyone, Peter.
And I'm going to tell you, look how bad the gambling stocks are acting. Oh, my word. Look at Las Vegas Sands.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, that's a case of where they all ran up in anticipation.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so.
But I got to tell you, Peter, that wind looks terrible. They got to be going a lot more, which.
You there? Peter?
I don't know what happened. We lost him.
Oh, too bad.
Okay.
I remember him showing on Justin Mamus the head and shoulders business.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says when to sell. And I was looking at something yesterday that had the head and shoulders, and it broke the shoulder or the whatever they call mm-hmm. it, the neck, the shoulder line, whatever that means.
Well, it depends. Like everything else, it all depends, you know, so. But is there anything on the chat box? Right now, the phone lines are wide open. 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Yeah, we did.
Well, at least he heard me thank him.
Yep.
Chat box is FLR. If I'm looking at the, oh, wait a minute, I'm on the wrong one. Here we are. LNG, how about that? From David Bronstein.
Really? What, something's wacky.
Be on vacation.
Did you go down to the bottom here? I think VET is the next one.
Oh, I'm at the top.
The top's like 20 years ago.
Over on the right is VET.
Right, that's it. It says what? VET a buy?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I didn't get there yet. I was trying to figure out where you were.
I don't know how to read this thing.
Down the bottom. Why
is
the bottom?
Is it a buy? Not if it drops below 7, according to what I'm looking at.
Yeah. I mean,
I really wouldn't buy any energy here. And you know, as you know or don't know,
mm-hmm.
we were stopped out of our XLE yesterday for the clients.
Yep.
Which I didn't like at all, not mm-hmm. one bit,
yep.
but...
It's the way it is. So...
And they paid in the 30s, so not the end of the world, but no fun.
Yeah.
And now I'm just looking this morning, seeing we were stopped out of CNQ, one of my favorite stocks. Mm-hmm. You know, Canadian...
right, yeah. Natural resource. Yeah, I mean,
it
right
is
now
what it is, right? I can't tell you why, because energy should be up.
Yeah, well,
should.
I would say that if you're interested in this company for some reason, whatever that reason be, I might look at the 5 area, you know, as a possibility.
I'd be 5.75, 5.5.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's the old bottom fisher me. That's yeah. not the new me.
Well, I mean, there should be a lot of support 4.75 to 5, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so maybe you get, if energy keeps getting weak, it might get down there and you check it out again. Yeah.
Listen, Roy was $15, no one wanted to touch anything.
Right. That's no question. So, okay, right now give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Lines are wide open again. Give us a call. And you know, it's kind of interesting. The number of stocks above their 50-day, the percentage of stocks
yes.
above their 50-day moving average, what is it? 25%.
Yeah.
And it's been dropping steadily. Number of stocks above their, the percentage of stocks above their 200-day moving average, you know, is in the 60-something area right now, okay?
At what
and steadily
point?
Dropping, you know.
Is it worrisome? And if you look at the bullish percent, and interestingly, on stock charts, they do a graph of it. They don't mm-hmm. just do the X's and O's. It's not looking too good. How's
yeah.
that?
Well, but what's happening is, and you know, and Gunlatch came out and said it. He says, you know, he's not thrilled about where the market is. You know, he doesn't think it should be there. But he says, as long as they keep pumping money out, you can't fight it, okay? But that doesn't mean everything's going to keep going up. It can become a narrower market, a rotating market. And most
agreed.
People you know, you're making new highs on the averages, so, you know, they're like, oh, boy, you know. But if they're looking at their portfolios, who knows, you know. And what you're having is a stealth correction. In a lot of stocks, a stealth bear market that nobody's aware of, you know. And hopefully it'll all play out, work its way out, and then we'll be on our way again. We'll see.
What's our number, 803-1520?
803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And, you know, be aware of that. You know, those numbers are telling you that a lot of stocks are not doing particularly well. And, you know, it doesn't mean the market's going to tank, because I kind of agree with Gunlatch. It'd be hard for the market in general, everything get killed, you know, with all that money out there.
So here's the question. You can make more money now in bonds or stocks?
Make more money in bonds?
From here to the end of the year. How about that?
I don't know. No idea. I think stocks, but you have to be picky. You have to be a good stock picker. You have to be very choosy.
Well, that's why they're calling you.
Well, whatever. But, you know, just watch your sectors, as you mentioned earlier, right?
Again, the strong ones seem to be real estate, consumer staple, utility.
Utility is strong. That's a shocking. But anyway.
Not only is it strong, it's incredible the last month.
Well, something's wacky there, because utilities for the year are only...
XLU is, I think, making a new high.
Well, all I know is that that's up 5.7% for the year, the utility sector.
Yeah, but...
And for the last...
short or long term.
In the last 3 months, it's down 0.8%.
Well...
So I don't know why you think utilities are strong. I have no idea. But anyway.
Well, because I'm looking at a 2.5 month chart. So they've been strong for 2.5 months, I guess.
I mean, in the last 3 months, utilities are down 0.8%.
In the market?
Yeah.
In the versus the market, which is what?
In the last 3 months, the market hasn't done spectacular. But the strongest sectors are real estate in the last 3 months, as you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at healthcare.
Oh, yes.
Very strong in the last 3 months. Not too much has been very strong in the last 3 months, okay? But technology has been very strong. And, you know, that's about it, you know, right now in the last 3 months. So that tells you again, you know, what's going on underneath the surface. And if they weren't pumping out all that money, we'd be in deep trouble. So,
you remember the average group score business we always look at?
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the year, I think there were 30 or 40 in the top area.
Mm-hmm.
And then a month ago, there was 20, because we just look at that. And last night, I think there's 8.
Yeah.
And it's vaguely reminded me of the housing crisis that year of 2008.
Yeah.
When it just started to shrink and shrink and shrink.
Yeah. I mean, this would be extreme.
So that, what's that called? Breadth?
Yeah.
Breadth is shrinking. Yeah.
But, you know, it would be very worrisome, except for all the money sloshing out there. So,
and my theory is they want to make Wall Street happy, so they're doing that. But at the same time, they're hurting. They're giving a tax to anyone that has to drive to work. Because of the price of gasoline, and anyone that has to buy food. Who has to buy food? You know.
I even went out and bought.
She can't get out of the supermarket for less than $300 or $400 a week. They buy weekly, and I remember her saying last year it was $200.
Yeah, I mean everything. I mean, I went out and bought us batteries, you know, because we ran out of batteries.
I saw that,
and I said, "Oh my God!" I said last year I paid $10 to $12, you know, at Sam's or whatever, BJ's, right?
Yeah,
and this time we paid 17, you know, so it's all over the place.
I don't want to tell you what the steak I ate last night cost, but it used to be $40, and it was one of those huge cowboy steaks at a restaurant, and it was $69 last night.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's what I mean.
I almost couldn't eat it, except I had a free gift card, so it was okay.
Yeah, it's much better when you have a free gift card.
Yes.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go to Jerry in Alden. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to hear your voices. I'm glad Willard's back on occasionally.
Occasionally,
We have to drag him in.
Well, he really has some words of wisdom.
Exactly.
I do? Thank you.
Ever since your first seminars.
Yeah. Are we recording this show, Peter? I want to.
Well, we're going to delete it.
Okay. Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple of stocks. One of them is OPK, Optogo.
OPK, right? OPK.
Right. It's one I own. And
Opco Health. Opco Health. You know, it doesn't look particularly great.
No, I'm just
wondering. But it's in a range of, what, 330 to 430.
Yeah.
Now, the relative strength on IBD, which goes from 0 to 100 and 0 is the worst, is 8. So that might tell a little story.
Yeah, it's a wing and a prayer. No.
If I remember, the reason I thought this would be good was they were doing all the testing, I think, for the COVID.
Yeah, I know. It's,
but you can buy a stock like TMO, maybe.
What's a TMO?
Which is Thermo Fisher.
Right.
And that is a $200 billion company that does testing, and they're earnings since June of last year, up 11, up 12, up 9, up 5, up 28, up 91, up 100, up 145 earnings per share. Sales up 4, up 6, up 5, up 2, up 1,000? Up 36, up
whatever.
54. Yeah. They must have bought a company.
Yeah. And what?
Earnings per share growth at 20, return on equity 24. And someone said once, you should always buy the best of the bunch. If you're interested.
Yeah, well, this group was a whole bunch of COVID plays, and now that they're all being sorted out, so.
But I've got a beta of 0.77, Peter, which I like.
Yeah, but.
And an earnings per share stability of 11.
It's below the 200, right? 426.
Yeah.
It's below the 50.
Yeah.
So as a speculation, if you really want to stick it out, 2.75 maybe, the out point.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this kind of the exit point?
No, it'd have to go below what?
No, I mean, technically it gave a sell signal at 3.75, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're in this for strong reasons, 2.75 would be at the out point, But, this is a speculation. Hopefully, the COVID thing, everybody's come out with testing and so forth and so on. So, they're kind of sorting out the players now,
Does that PMO Willard mentioned, does that pay a dividend?
That pays 0.2.
Okay.
There's another one called Charles River Labs out of Boston.
That.
What is that, CL something?
I don't know. Try CRL, Charles River Labs.
Yeah,
I don't
probably
know.
That.
Who knows?
Hold on. CRL.
Who knows? Unless it's over the counter.
No, CRL
Lab,
is 384. I mean, this guy's really on. But the relative strength is 90. It is a $20 billion company. It's like TMO, earnings per share, up 12, up 17, up 26, up 31, minus 3, up 38, up 19, up 38. Earnings per share growth rate at 15 with return on equity 22, but the beta is higher. So if they were going, it would go faster probably.
So if you switched, you'd be going from a $4 stock to a $384 stock.
Yeah, right? Well, you would buy it.
Okay.
Half TMO and half Charles River, if you just bought
those are good companies.
Five shares.
Yeah.
Buy the best. Buy the best. Someone said that once.
Good advice.
Well, I think they have more to run.
For that, yeah.
And
yep.
They do other stuff too. You know, you got to look into them.
Okay. You had another one or just
and,
now?
And Charles River bought V-Gene Biosciences, a premier gene therapy company, which is all the hot stuff today. Gene therapy.
So there you go. Something to look into.
One more that I don't own. A-B.
A-B?
I think it's A-B.
A-B.
AllianceBernstein?
Yeah.
It's very strong. It's $4 million. I've owned it for the dividend. In fact, I'm going to write it down again because I had some things come due. AB. That's the reason to have the show, Peter. Of course, 6.8%. And they. And let me just look at the. They're above. Earnings per share growth rate 8, return on equity 18. It's always been hard for me to buy a company in our business because I know what goes on. That's what they are. They're asset managers.
Right.
The 50-day moving average is 45.09, and you're at 45.16. So many times, the place to buy a stock is on the 50-day, and it's certainly an easy stop. Drop below 43, you'd probably say I made a mistake. We bought it 28-29 a while ago, and I think sold in the mid-30s.
Yeah, that's what I did, too.
Because we're not smart. How's that sound? And now Peter gets mad when I say that. Dividend history, 2015, 48 cents, dropped to 40 in 16, went back to 46 in 17, went back to 73 and 18, then 62, then 69 and 64, then 49 and 19. Right now it's paying 81 cents.
So I hope Jerry's writing all that down.
No,
no, that's interesting.
I know.
What we like, if we can have it, is a dividend that's either the same or going up.
Yeah.
This is going up and down and up and down and up and down. So obviously it's tied to their earnings.
Yeah, no question.
And as long as the stock market does well, one would think this would continue to go up.
Yeah, it's a new high. You just had a breakout. If you do a horizontal count, you get a target around 58 or so. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe wait
even though I hate
pull back.
Or you buy a little. You buy a little.
Yeah.
I've had it before.
Yep.
Me too. I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with the fluctuating dividends, although they're always 5 to 7% or have been.
Great. Thank you very much.
Estimated earnings up 21%, whatever that means.
We thank you for the call.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Stay dry.
Are you telling me?
No, that was Jerry.
I know.
So anyway, we're down to the last, looks like 4 minutes of the show. And, as we've told people, it's a much more difficult market at the moment. And, kind of pick your spots, do your research, and watch the sectors, as Willard mentioned.
Yeah. I see that Art follows us along and gives us the high and low for the week. Thank you, Art.
Yep, and like I say, everybody's watching the new high, and
But that's really the big.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
Microsoft and Apple's making new highs.
But there are opportunities, as Willard mentioned, a couple of very good stocks. So there are.
I do like those big testing companies.
And plus, as I mentioned, with the stocks dropping below there, at some point you get to a low level of so few stocks. I don't know what the low percentage would be below their 50-day moving averages, but it could be time to buy at that point, some of those stocks that have, pulled back that far. So,
And the ones that go up the fastest are the ones that lost the most when things change. Someone told me that once.
I can't imagine who. But,
I don't know.
Yeah, but at any rate, you're creating opportunities and stuff that got a little ahead of themselves, a lot of the reopening plays that, went up gigantic, you know, and many of which may never see some of those levels again. Who knows, you know?
But I do worry about it.
Yeah, you worry about everything, though. But yeah.
I guess that's my job. I tell people, I say, don't worry, I'll do it for you.
Yeah,
my line.
You do it very well.
Thank you. You tell me, don't worry all the time.
Look who's talking, right? Yeah.
I thought
you were going to say that, but anyway.
No.
But, you know.
Trying to be kind.
Yeah. And, you know, be very careful, as we always mentioned before. You hear names, our show, everybody's show, you know. Don't just jump out and grab something, you know.
Do some research.
Yeah, do research.
Today, with they all have websites. You can see what they do. You can see if you like what they do.
Oh, there's so much. Unfortunately, you know.
Yeah.
So, but,
well, you gotta get an investment profile you like and stick with it.
Yep.
For yourself.
And that's hard because
Dominic in Florida, he likes a good steady dividend.
He sticks with it.
He doesn't like the stock to go up or down too much.
Right.
That's okay. He liked that PPL.
Yep.
And pays 5.6.
So you have to find out,
forever and going up a little bit every year, the div.
Yeah, find out what you're comfortable with and something that works and stick with it. That's what it really comes down to.
So. I like anything if it looks like it's going up. But that's a problem.
Well, that's what we said. You know, the only good stock's one that's going up. So there you go. So anyway, till next week, keep a little powder dry.
Always.
And thank you, Willard, for coming in remote today.
I always used to say good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.